Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. Follow on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Today's Locked On Pistons episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets. The promo code LO Pistons. That's LO Pistons. LO as in Locked On Pistons. LO Pistons will get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Lot more optimism around the Pistons now than our last podcast. Not that there should have been much pessimism, but when you start the season off with a loss, that always gets people down. And two more games in, the Pistons are still who we thought they are. They are worse than the Raptors. They're better than the Magic and Bucks. It's a nice place to be, I guess. It's not as good as being better than the Raptors and not as bad as being worse than the Bucks or Magic, but this is right where we thought the Pistons would be. The Pistons handled the Magic pretty easily. The Bucks came back a little bit in the second half, but the Pistons controlled most of that game yesterday, both at home. So not too much reason for concern. And we'll get a chance tomorrow when the Pistons host the Knicks to get a little more clarity. That's another team I think the Pistons should be better than. Playing them at home with a day's rest, I would expect the Pistons to win that. So far, we're just sort of cruising without gaining a ton of information, but we are learning a little bit more about this team. Ish Smith is starting to settle in a little bit as the starting point guard, really take advantage of his speed. He's showing that he has the chemistry with his teammates to do that. We always knew he had the speed. That's his number one skill by far. It's what makes him an NBA player. Everything he does is based on taking advantage of his speed, and he's gotten better at that. So to really mesh with his teammates where they know he's off and running. Andre Drummond had a funny quote the other day about, you know, how fast Ish Smith is, that sometimes, you know, he wants to make sure he can get the ball in his hands right after grabbing a rebound. You know, get it and throw that outlet pass and get Ish Smith running. And then two, Ish Smith can go so fast, Andre Drummond says he doesn't even always make it up the court. Sometimes he just makes it to half court and it's already time to get back on defense because Ish Smith has pushed the pace. So it is nice to see him settling in, and Beno Udrih is also settling in, hopefully, as the Pistons' backup point guard. Beno Udrih, of course, pressed into the lineup because of Reggie Jackson's injury, forcing Ish Smith in the starting lineup, and then the Pistons claimed Beno Udrih right before the start of the regular season on waivers. He's had one good game, one bad game, one okay game, and if sort of that's the distribution, I think we'd all be okay with that. Nobody wanted him to be in the rotation. That's just a matter of where things are, and if he can be what he has been so far, I think the Pistons would take that. He's good at using his ability to drive into the mid-range, his ability to pull up, to open the floor for himself with that for mid-range jumpers or for passes to teammates. In the first game, it looked like maybe he didn't quite have the quickness to get into the mid-range off the bounce like he has, but it seems like, okay, he has that. Like, he's not aged out of his skills. It's just a matter of finding a comfort level of playing with this team and knowing these plays. So those are all solid progressions. One progression that I think a lot of people are seeing that I am not is Andre Drummond's free throw shooting. Might be a breakthrough year for him. He is shooting 50% from the line, and after he's been in the 30s and 40s for the rest of his career, that'd be tremendous progress. Like, I think we'd all be happy if he shot 50% from the line, but him shooting 50% from the line through three games isn't really doing much for me like it is, I think, a lot of other people who are really, really excited about that. And it's just, it's not enough of a sample for me. Andre Drummond last year was shooting 58% from the line through three games. He finished at 35.5%. Just what you do in the first few games doesn't mean so much. Yeah, I'd rather him be shooting 50% from the line now than in the 30s or 40s again. Like, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm saying this is not clearly a breakthrough. He has made 8 of 16 three-pointers. Are you really impressed by that? Are you really blown away? Are you really excited by that? Here's a little perspective. Got this through Basketball Reference. They did not have his free throw order from last season, at least within games. So I couldn't even use last season. So these are just Andre Drummond's first three seasons in the NBA. Excluding last season, I'm sure this would only add to it. In Andre Drummond's first three seasons, if you broke up his free throws into 16 segments, 16 free throw segments, so 16 consecutive free throws, the same number he's taken this season, and these overlap. So his first 16 free throws of his career were one segment. His second through 17th were a second segment. His third through his 18th were a third segment. So these overlap. Okay. So now we got a sense of how many free throw segments we're talking about. 16 free throw segments. How many times do you think he has made 8 of 16, what he has done this year? 247 times. He has done this 247 times already, and he still has been a lousy free throw shooter every other year. Maybe this is a breakthrough, and I know some people are saying his stroke looks better. Go back and look at when he was on his hot streaks with his free throw strokes, including to start last year. He was swishing them. He looked comfortable. His shot had a nice arc. His stroke looked good. And he goes away from it. And that's sort of where a lot of the trouble is that he has not found something he's comfortable enough to stick with, which is somewhat understandable because nothing he's done so far, except for in rare doses, has been good enough to stick with. But he's got to find something that works and something he's comfortable with. It's only rare he's found something that works for a short period of time, but he has never found something that works that he's comfortable enough to stick with. So that's going to be the next step. Shooting 8 for 16 in three games does not prove anything. It doesn't come close to proving anything. If he sustains this over a longer stretch where it's not something he's already done more than 247 times, because like I said, I didn't even include last year, then we can talk about real progress. Drummond has made real progress in one way, though, and we're going to get into that. But first, I want to talk to you about SeatGeek. The NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside, the club seats, or the upper level. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket. Because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites, prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is graded based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deal that fits your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons. LO Pistons. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LO Pistons. That's LO as in locked on Pistons. LO Pistons. Enter the promo code LO Pistons today. The area Andre Drummond has definitely improved this year is his off the bounce game. He can face up. He's not going to face up from the perimeter. He's probably not even going to face up from the high post, but in the low post, in the mid post, he can take the ball and go off the dribble, you know, maybe even catch the ball in a pick and roll where he's catching it a little farther from the basket than he likes, or if he's rim running or in different situations, he can catch the ball and get a bounce, maybe even two, and to get closer to the basket to get a better shot. And that's worked really well for him. It's definitely an area he seems to have worked on over the offseason and really made nice strides there. You can see the difference there. This was not part of his game before. And this is a nice addition. It's a real logical one, too. Drummond's greatest strength is for his size, how quick he is. He moves so well. And to be able to go off the dribble, to have that speed still maintained while dribbling relative to other centers, it's a nice weapon. I think that's a real progression from Drummond. It's a real nice one to see. Like I said, I'm still in wait-and-see mode on the free throws. I'm not discouraged by him shooting 50% from the line, but I am certainly not encouraged, not even close. It'll take a lot more to get to that point from the line. But this off-the-dribble game, I like it. Looking forward to seeing more of it. Today is also the last day for contract extensions. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope seems very unlikely to sign one. I don't know if this is because the Pistons haven't made what I would deem a worthwhile offer because Pope is too stubborn about wanting too much or what. You know, there hasn't been much leaked except for that Pope wanted more than $20 million a year, which I sort of thought was fair. Victor Oladipo just signed a contract extension. He's going to get about $21 million per year. To pay Caldwell Pope, just about 20, maybe just a tad over, somewhere in that Oladipo range, I thought would have been fair, considering a max contract could be about $26 million per year, although it's a pretty big unknown with not only the salary cap not set for next year, but the collective bargaining agreement also not set for next year. So there is a lot of risk on both sides involved, but to lock up KCP, I thought that would have been fair. It seems like we don't know at who's really causing the delay, the wait, but it seems like KCP will go into free agency next summer. He'll be a restricted free agent. The Pistons still can still keep him. It is telling when Stan Van Gundy was asked about a contract extension, maybe at the last minute. Basically, he responded by saying, you know, if we don't get one, it's not the end of the world. He'll still be a free agent. And the same holds true for Reggie Bullock, who's also eligible for extension until tonight. So, I think the Pistons are going into this with the intention of re-signing KCP in the offseason, but nothing is set. He could be traded. He could sign an offer sheet the Pistons don't match. There's room for a sign-and-trade. He could sign the qualifying offer, as we saw with Greg Monroe. So much could still happen if he doesn't sign an extension. At this point, it seems unlikely, and the Pistons will go into restricted free agency with him next year, and that'll probably turn out fine. But there is a little more risk for everybody involved if there is no extension. And then last thing, Tom Gores was at the opener, spoke with the media, and basically said, no, it's not a done deal. The Pistons are moving downtown, but it's close and could be announced any time now. I don't think Tom Gores was going to make such a strong declaration in public unless he was certain it was going to happen. And there are always details to work out, and there's a reason the deal is not official yet. But if it's not inevitable, it certainly feels that way that the Pistons will be headed downtown. We don't know enough about the mechanics of how that would work to really judge it. I asked him if he would seek public money, whether it's to build a practice facility that seems very important to the team as part of moving downtown, or whether that's to make modifications to the Red Wings' new arena so it can host a basketball team, because that arena is largely taxpayer-funded already. And Gore said he didn't want to get into that at this point. So we'll see where that comes down, but it definitely does seem the Pistons are headed downtown, and we'll be keeping track of when and exactly what their plans are for that. I think they're going to be opening next season downtown. That's not a bold prediction at this point, but that seems to be where they're headed. We'll keep an eye on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's contract extension. We'll have something tomorrow, whether he signs a deal or not, a little more evaluation on where the Pistons stand with him. And we'll be checking out, getting ready for that Knicks game on Tuesday. One more chance to get a little more clarity on this Pistons team that has so far done everything pretty much what we've expected. You can follow it all on Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.